Hi, my name is The Chiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Failure is Your Friend. Failure is your friend, not your enemy. Temporary failures are just indicators from your internal guidance system telling you how to guide your ship to stay on course to achieve your dreams. Failure is never a permanent thing unless you quit trying. Failure is not something to fear and try to avoid because temporary failures are inevitable. You didn't learn to walk by succeeding the first attempt. You learned to walk by learning how not to walk over and over again until you mastered the art of stopping yourself from falling on your face. And the first time you failed to walk, you didn't give up and say, "This walking thing doesn't work." No, you kept trying and kept trying, always with the vision of your dream of walking in sight. That is how you must see life. Never give up trying to walk. Never give up trying to walk to your dreams. And inevitably, in time, you will achieve your dreams. And most of all, you'll have fun along the way. So enjoy my video and podcast, Failure is Your Friend. Hi, my name is The Chiron, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your life and business to unlimited heights of success to achieve the joy and freedom you desire in my videos, articles, books, and podcasts. Available on my website at thechiron.com, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the health, wealth, abundance, freedom, and joy that you desire. And as a gift to you for watching this video, I'd like to offer you a free copy of my book, audio and video series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success and the Law of Attraction to easily and quickly create and attract your dreams and desires into your physical reality. Just go to top10secrets.info. That's top10secrets.info. All right, here we go. Failure is your friend. Failure is your friend, not your enemy. Failure is the guidance system to keep you on track to success. To keep you from... Failure is your guidance system to keep you on track to success. Failure is your guidance system telling you that you are off course and need to make a course correction to get back on track. Temporary little failures are just indicators that you are off course and straying away from your dreams or not allowing your dreams and desires to come to you. But failure is way too strong of a word and is a completely inaccurate description of the journey of achievement and success, because success is absolutely a journey, not a destination. The word failure has such a finality feeling to it, and that is how most people view it when people fail at attempting a goal, quote-unquote fail. They view it as a quote-unquote failure, as a finality, and so they quit attempting, they quit trying, and when you quit trying, that is when you truly fail. Champions fail their way to success. They keep trying and keep trying, and they keep training and keep training, but one thing is for sure, champions understand that success is a journey, not a destination. And the destination is only the reason to embark upon the journey. On its way to the moon, the Apollo rocket was off course 97% of the time. That means the rocket, the Apollo rocket, was failing 97% of the time to get to the moon. But no big deal, because the legendary scientists of NASA had a guidance system with a gyroscope that was always telling them when the rocket was off course. And based on that data, they were able to make continual course corrections to get safely to the moon. Well, you have your own guidance system telling you when you are off track. It's called your feelings. When you're feeling good, you're on track. When you're feeling bad, you are off course. No worries. Get back into alignment. Get back to feeling good and get back on course. No big deal. So, quote, failing, unquote, to be on course can be and should be no big deal. It's just part of your guidance system telling you where you are and where you want to be. Your guidance system says, I'm off course. Okay, get back on course. Feeling bad from stinking thinking? No biggie. Just get back on course. Failed to reach my goals this week? No worries. Get back on course. Get mindset back on the positive track. Get action steps back on course. Rebuild momentum. Yay, back on course. Worried about business partners who left my business. Customers I lost. People freaking out about COVID-19. Travel hindered. Feeling bad. Of course, hey, no worries. Course correction laid in, Captain. Feeling better, back on course towards the manifestation of my dreams. Back on course, Captain. All right, time frame, perception, seeming too long to achieve destination. Feeling bad, report, 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 Captain. Vehicle is off course by 4.2 degrees. Commander, adjust heading by 4.2 degrees to port. Aye, aye, Captain, 4.2 degrees to port. Feeling better. Yep, feeling good. I'm back on course. Positive mindset factor back to 100%. Back on course. Yay, feeling good. On course, Captain. Full speed ahead. All right. Whoops. Oh, feeling bad because I'm focused on the lack of activity in my team. Losing focus on the prize by focusing too much on what is current and apparent in my reality and upon what's lacking in my reality and upon things I don't want and don't like. Oh, of course, by 7.2 degrees to starboard, Captain. Okay, Commander, recalibrate sensors to focus on dreams of success and joy and fun and adventure and freedom and love. Turn sensors away from focusing upon other people and what I think they should be doing. Turning sensors away from focus upon lack and disappointment. Turning ship sensors away from empathy and sadness. From witnessing people having their own ships off course and sabotaging their own success by not making positive mindset course corrections, paying too much attention to what everybody else is doing. Off course, off course, off course. Okay, no big deal. Recalibrating sensors for laser focus upon my dreams and goals. Paying no attention to what everyone else is doing. Getting my nose out of everyone else's business. Feeling good about the excitement of being, doing, and having my dreams. Back on course, Captain. Well done, Commander. Full speed ahead. Now, most people are deathly afraid of failure. Most people are, you know, just failure is not an option because they're so afraid of doing it. But if failure is an option, well, then you're not going to succeed because failure is just a part of life. So most people are deathly afraid of failure, mostly because they fear the pain of being ridiculed by the people who supposedly love them. Most people see temporary, small, minuscule, quote, failures, unquote, as massive, permanent failures. But no one fails at anything unless they quit. If the NASA scientists saw little failures as permanent ones, as soon as the ship was off course after the first 10 seconds, they would have given up and said, all is lost, we failed, it's impossible to get this ship to the moon, and it's impossible to get it back. And no one would have ever gotten to the moon, or to use a more at-home analogy, when you drive from one place to another, you are essentially based on a straight line from point A to point B. You are essentially off course 90% of the time. You're 90% of the time making course corrections. to get you to your desired destination. When your destination is north, you have to turn east, and then sometimes you have to turn west, and then northwest and northeast to get there. You don't stop the car and give up because you failed to be able to go north constantly. So when you choose a dream or a desire or a goal, and when you don't achieve that goal within, say, a week or a month or a year, or whatever time frame you have stated consciously or desire to achieve in more of an unconscious level, why, when you don't achieve it yet, in a certain time frame, do you believe you have failed? You haven't failed, you just haven't reached the destination yet. Just make sure you're on course and just keep going. If you're on course, you are succeeding. Even if you're off course some of the time, as long as you're still moving forward, then you are succeeding. You're still on the yellow brick road of success. It's only when you get distracted away from the vision of your dreams and goals and the feeling of being, doing, and having your dreams and your goals, those are the times you get off course. Those are the little failures. Now, I emphasize little failures, not permanent failures. But if you can train yourself to pay attention to your guidance system, your feelings, and you can master the art of getting yourself back into vibrational alignment by switching gears towards things that feel good, then those little distractions are no big deal. They're just little wobbles, not, quote, failures, unquote. If you learn to not beat yourself up for getting off course, then it will be easy for you to get your rocket ship back on course and constantly make just the little course corrections to finally reach your destination. And the more you practice at getting your ship back on course by thinking good feeling thoughts and by focusing on what is working well around you and in your life and on earth, and by focusing on what is easy to like, love, and appreciate, you will 97% of the time be on course, and only 3% of the time will you be off course, which is contrary to what most people experience of being 97% of the time in their lives off course from their dreams and desires, and only about 3% of the time on course. And those souls who desire to turn that around and follow your lead to get their ships 97% of the time on course will reach out to you for guidance, and you will help them with your words, but mostly you will help them with your shining, joyful, abundant example that is the example of your life. The prosperity that you're achieving, the joy that you achieve on a daily basis. So, rocket ship to the stars, that's you. If you're passionate about mastering the art of keeping your rocket ship on course to achieve your dreams and desires in the easiest and quickest fashion, then let's you and I work and play together to help you achieve that dream, to help you achieve your desires. Contact me now at freesession.info. I'll give you a free success and freedom consultation session to get your rocket ship that is your mind and your life on course and keep you on course, so that you can achieve your dreams and desires of fun, freedom, wealth, health, and love, and adventure, and everything else you want to achieve in your life. That's freesession.info. Schedule a convenient time on my calendar for your session. I look forward to meeting you, and I look forward to receiving your message about how I have helped you to radically improve the quality of your life. So that is freesession.info. When you book that session, please send me a message. Just in case I'm busy and I miss the email, send me a message. You have scheduled a session with me. And remember, failure is just showing you where you are on your path. It's just an indicator of the direction you're heading. No big deal. It's not permanent in any way. It's just an indicator showing you which direction to go to stay on course to the manifestation of your dreams. And if you're having fun on a journey, and if you make every moment of the journey an exciting new adventure, then on course, off course, doesn't really matter. Because you're on the path. And the path to success and joy and freedom and abundance is never a straight line. And remember, life is an adventure, not a destination. So I hope you got something from this video or podcast. Please share it with your friends. If you did bless them with these amazing teachings, please check out my self-empowering goodies for your support to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at ZakiRon.com. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Top 10 Circuits of Success, The Law of Attraction to Easily and Quickly Create and Attract Your Dreams and Desires into Your Physical Reality at top10secrets.info. And if you have a dream to travel the world and tick off your life list rather than waiting until the last minute to tick off your bucket list, but you don't know where you're going to get the money or the time to do that, well, I am very happy to show you how to do that, how to achieve your dreams of having more freedom, more fun, traveling more often at 20 to even 75% off. That's right. I'm not just blowing smoke up your bum. And if you're open to making some extra money and even achieving financial freedom, and contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. Let's, you and I, lock arms together. Let's work together. Let's play together. Let's travel the world together. And let's radically improve the quality of your life and help other people improve the quality of their lives. My name is Zakai, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your business and your life to unlimited heights of success to achieve the freedom you desire. And how to attract everything you need into your life. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you joy, immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to always make life a holiday. Woohoo!